We continue in another law of Yehud. Halakha says from the Gemara, actually the Mishnah and Kiddushin, Lo yityahed adam ehad im sheten nashim. That a man is not allowed to seclude himself with two women. The Halakha says that when the Mishnah said two women, it means even more than two women, which means the halakha would say a man would not be allowed to be even with 100 women secluded, because it might lead to avera. That is the way Harambam learns, that's the way Rav Hida learns, and that's also the opinion of the Ben Ishai. Now, this isur, when it's two women or more, is isur midrabbanan. Its isur is from the Hakamim. It doesn't matter if they are married or even if they are single. So then the question would be, if you have a teacher teaching in a girls' school, so now he's in a classroom and the door is closed and there's all ladies over there, is there a problem of Yehud? The answer is there can be a problem of Yehud unless one of the two following situations are rectified. Either the door is left open, and therefore there's access for people to walk in and out as they wish, and therefore we don't suspect any improprieties going to take place. Or it's even if the door's closed, but if it's not locked, and there's no lock on the door where you can close it with a key, so then also this would be permissible. Furthermore, Halakha would say if the teacher's wife is there in the class as well, so the Gemara says, Ishto mishamarto. His wife protects him. And therefore, it would be mutar also to give a shi'ud in such a way. There is a great machloket amongst the acharonim if they say the same principle by a mother. Do they say immo mishamarto? That if the teacher's mother is also in the class of the ladies, do we say it protects or not? Rav Chaim Palachi says it does. Rav Hida says it doesn't. La halakha, since in this case where we said two or more ladies, is the rabbanan, so we can be lenient and also say, just like the wife protects, so the mother also will protect. In this case, which we said it's two or more ladies, which is rabbinical, and therefore we can be lenient. That's the opinion also of Rav Moshe Feinstein as well. So again, let's just review quickly. A man is not allowed to be secluded with one lady, that's mideoraita. Two ladies or more, even 100, is a sudra banan, that's for the Sephardim. Again, Ashkenazim will ask their local authorities how they rule, because they rule differently again in this case as well. And also, for that matter, if a man is giving a class to ladies, he has a couple of options to kosher up the Yehud, either leave the door open, or a door without a lock, where it's accessible, or his wife is with him, or even if his mother's in the class as well, we can be mekel to say in all these cases, it alleviates the problem of Yehud.